This is Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. I've been sitting here thinking, as I'm waiting for my wife to finish up a doctor's appointment, about a couple of things, and it all boils down to this. Some of the greatest guitarists... Wait a minute. Who are the greatest guitarists? Are we talking about classical music like Segovia or Christopher Parkening? Are we talking about people like John McLaughlin or Django Reinhardt? Are we talking about Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck? Who are we talking about? Talking about B.B. King, Albert King, Freddie King? Or what about Son House? What about Robert Johnson? What about Blind Willie Johnson? I mean, we could go on for days, can't we? You could do the same with bass players, drummers, singers. And what hits me is always the same thing. Comparison. In Rez Band, Stu Heiss was more of a technician, but he was not without feeling. He would often play incredible blues music, and some of it we got on record as we made albums. But he was essentially had been a jazz player who loved rock. I mean, he forgot more than I'll ever know and taught me a lot. And he made me a better guitarist, though my style tends to be more feeling-oriented, not as technical. I'm much more limited in scope in my ability to play and so forth. Well, there are people that are more limited than me. Actually, one or two of the people I just named who are well-known and famous, they're not as technically advanced or broad as I am. I actually have more chops than some of them. And I could name a few other people, but I won't. My point is simply this. Compared to what? Compared to who? This person happens to be your favorite or that person. I mean, whether they're preachers, guitarists, songwriters, this style, that style, within the same genre or comparing styles to styles. What are we talking about? When we're talking about vocalists, are we talking about with a singer that has a 3-4 octave range? Or are we talking about somebody who's a lot more limited but very unique? I'm thinking sometimes of people like, Bob Dylan. How do you compare him to Robert Plant? How do you compare Robert Plant to, James Brown? We can go on for days, can't we? Aretha Franklin. Keep going. You know, there's so many sides to this thing. What, Iggy Stooge? Iggy Pop. The MC5 versus Blue Cheer versus Cream versus the Jimi Hendrix Experience versus Prince versus, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Keep going, right? And you can do the same thing with worship bands, worship leaders and teams. There's no end to this. And that's true in any genre, whether it's authors, poets, lyricists, songwriters. Now I'm talking about now maybe leaning more toward the issue of the actual music and not just lyrics. And it goes on and on and on. Compared to who? Compared to what? They're the best. I love these polls that list all of these people. Often they'll list one of my personal faves, and that's Rory Gallagher. For my nickel, people like Rory Gallagher and Johnny Winter, awfully underrated. Robin Trower doesn't get mentioned much. There are a lot of folks who are just, in my view, and in a lot of people's view, flat-out brilliant. There were bands that came across pretty simple and pretty rugged and pretty in-your-face. Oh, I'm thinking now of, say, Status Quo. And we could go on for years talking about different groups, and that's true within the Christian music scene as well. So I kind of laugh a little bit when I start seeing these comparisons or who are the top 10, you name it. And this is true in any area. You can talk about this in terms of novelists, in terms of historians, in terms of people that produce documentaries. Go down the list, you know what I'm saying? Heck, people have their favorite of the four Gospels. And they're sometimes, and they don't particularly like or even really dislike one of the four Gospels. I've got a very close friend who can't, he just can't say anything much good or hasn't about one of those Gospels over a period of years. And he's starting to read it again, and maybe he'll come back around and realize how good it is in so many ways and the various benefits that anybody would derive out of knowing and reading and believing it. So you hear what I'm saying. Comparisons get to be crazy after a while. Comparing ourselves to other people, comparing our gifts, the gifts that the Spirit of God has given us as if we're following Jesus, compared to other people's spiritual gifts. This person's level of maturity in one area next to the next person's level of maturity in the same area. And yeah, you're going to see discrepancies, and some people have more on the ball with this or with that and so on. I'm not saying that there's anything overtly all the time wrong with thinking about things like that and comparing, but sometimes so much of it has to do with personal opinion, personal taste, how we personally have been affected. I can't tell you the number of times that people have talked about their favorite Rez album, Rez Band, the group that my wife and I fronted for about 28 years. And so much of it depended on when they heard it, what was going on in their personal lives. Maybe they became Christians right at that time or hated a lot of the Christian music, didn't relate in any case to a lot of the music that was out there. And all of a sudden they heard this band with this sound, this style that they loved, and they couldn't believe it. I get stuff all the time from people, and I read stuff and they'll say, oh, this was my favorite project that you ever did, or this. Then I've got friends who didn't really care much or don't care that much for a Resurrection Band, for Rez, but they really love GKB, the three-piece blues rock group that I front, or my solo stuff. There are people that really dig the cigar box guitar, you know, stripped down music that I've produced and released, you know, songs I've written in that genre and stuff. And there are people that could care less about that, right? So again, compared to what? Who compared to who? What are we talking about? There are so many variables. So, chill if you're a writer or a speaker or a musician or a worship leader or whatever you do. Be careful that you don't take all that stuff in too deep and recognize yourself when you're talking or writing or being interviewed. So much of this stuff and the decisions we make about the value of people, of what they've produced in terms of art or anything else, so much of it tends to be very personal, very subjective. And even on the objective scale, there's a time to hear a B.B. King lick, which is, you know, single notes, simple stuff, often not very flash or fast, that puts across more feeling than a Yngwie Malmsteen. And sometimes what Yngwie does, though it's major league shred, fast, and super baptized in a classical style, is more appropriate for some songs and certain styles of music that aren't straight up blues, you know. Some people dig blues with horns, the horn section, you know, 3-4-piece horns. Some like background singers, some don't. Some want to hear a Hammond B3 cranking, you know. Some just don't like organ music. One of the bands that I loved as a kid growing up was The Nice. The Nice was a 3-piece group without a guitar in it, for the most part, and it predated. It was some of the same people that ended up in Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Some people don't give a rip about Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Now, I'm messing around with keyboards. I'm not a keyboardist. I'm simply telling you I really liked The Nice. In fact, in some ways, I liked them better than ELP. So, what am I supposed to say? You know, it's when we make these comparisons, sometimes we kind of back ourselves into a corner, and then we start defending our biases and our personal desire and preference, you know, for what we think is the greatest music, blah, blah, blah. After a while, it just gets to be kind of crazy and really just kind of useless. So that's fine. Have your opinion. Dig who you dig. Like who you like. Learn to articulate if you want to have the conversation, whether it's in social media or, you know, just chatting with people. But there are so many ways to cook supper and season or not season whatever it is you got in the pan or the pot, right? Let's back up a little bit and think. And thanks for listening. Glenn Kaiser here in Chicago saying, be careful when you're comparing. And when you compare, compare with some grace. Thanks for listening.